This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a special version this week of the Countdown Show because Michael Harrison and I and other participants in this program are all in New York City as this is airing at the annual Talkers Convention. So we felt it would make good sense for us to put some of the issues into a special program. So you're not hearing the countdown in its usual form, but some pretty close because we all are talking about these issues anyway, including things about the issues that we discuss on our daily DJV program.
A lot of things that are going on in the world. We will talk about them today. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen on board. Focus on D-Day as well and what's going on. Should we call it celebrating? And may
I
not
think
be
commemorating is probably the best. Paying tribute to. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yep. Although celebrating the lives of the people who have then and now continue to put their lives on the line.
I still think it's okay to say celebrating a very important moment in our history, our world history. I know a lot of people take issue with that word, but yeah. I don't think celebrating always has to be confetti. Celebrating is about...
There are also vets from World War II who are still alive. They're very old now, but I think we can celebrate those people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know if you saw it, and that, like, warmed my heart. There was a World War II vet who, I think at 96 or something like that, jumped out of a plane as part of these D-Day festivities.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah.
Good for
and
him.
And it's pretty incredible. The thing that we really should pay attention to is that this is the greatest generation of people on this planet, and these are American treasures, and they are living history. And the fact that they're getting older, we need to just enjoy that we have them and listen, because these stories that they're telling are pretty incredible, and they're not going to last forever. And that's exactly what happened in Normandy. Allied troops landed on the beaches of Normandy. They pushed Nazi forces from France in what is the largest amphibious assault ever launched. President Trump is there along with almost every other world leader as part of the Allied forces. They're attending ceremonies in northern France to commemorate those D-Day landings. There's 173 World War II vets, including 65 who were actually there on D-Day in attendance, which is pretty incredible. French President Emmanuel Macron, the United Kingdom's prime minister, at least for the next couple of days, Theresa May, they have all laid a cornerstone of memorial to French and British unity. So that's what everybody is there for. But even Pope Francis paid tribute to the D-Day troops at a mass this morning. So it's on everybody's minds who's a world leader or a spiritual leader, I think, in the world today.
Yeah. On your mind, you and your father had a conversation about this, or anybody in your family, and I would ask that of everybody who's here, whether on the air or rhetorically speaking, those who are listening, who have you talked to about this in your group of friends, your family, and what significance is this for you, or even was World War II in general for you and our fans? I know it's important. I think it's very important for people listening to this program. It really is. And I don't think it makes a difference what age you are. And whether you either get it or you don't get it, I think that's probably.
Yeah, I guess it was 2 weeks ago that they in D.C. there was a veterans event where they were honoring World War II vets, and there were six different guys who were getting awards, and it was a really emotional event. I don't think I've ever met anyone, or at least haven't consciously met anyone, who served in World War II. And, you know, there were all these guys who were in their late 90s who were very humble when they were accepting their awards, even though they were going through all of the different things that they did. And, you know, just the challenges that they had to face as young guys going into this situation where almost all of their friends and people that they knew who were also in war were dying. And, I mean, some of them were in wheelchairs, but half of them were up and walking around. And it was just, I don't know, it was a really amazing thing to watch, and that's why I think it's important to celebrate those people today, and also just to kind of talk about the history, because it was, you know, in some ways 75 years seems like a long time, and then in other ways It's hard to believe that World War II was only 75 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a great thing, the issue of time, understanding time and what it does. The old business of time heals all wounds. Does that work here? Has that happened? Or are we still influenced by some of the skinheads and the people who hate Jews and that kind of stuff?
That's why I think you have to talk about this. That's why I guess I take issue with people pulling statues down or doing all of these things to try to forget history, pieces of history that we don't like. Because I think Kara's right when she says, wow, 75 years seems like a long time, but in the scheme of things, it's really not. And if you don't learn from your mistakes, then you're bound to repeat them again. And so, mm-hmm. right. So I think it's more important than ever that we have these conversations about what these brave people were fighting for during World War II. And just as a side note, because we haven't had a chance to talk about it, the fact that we're learning these little tidbits, I had no idea, admittedly, that the Queen was a wartime mechanic. I had no idea.
I never knew that either.
Yeah.
That as a princess, she was out there working on war vehicles and trying to support her father, the king. I had no idea. And so those are little things that maybe you don't learn in American history in school, that events like this kind of help you put into perspective when you're looking at world figures.
The Queen is teased even today about that somewhat. The Range Rovers that they all of the members of any car that they drive themselves, are Range Rovers, the old Defenders. That's what she learned how to drive on, and that's what she worked on. The Defenders were the equivalent to the Jeep for the Brits in World War II, and they're still around. They still make them. We can't get them in America anymore because they don't meet code, but that's what she worked on. They're driven around.
That makes me love her story even more.
Yeah.
That isn't taught in school. I know it sounds so minor, but
women and what they're capable of doing. It shows that there isn't that prejudice, or there ought not to be. How many people? That's a good side story from the talk tree. How many women mechanics do you know, Victoria?
I don't know any, but I remember in school, though, going back to, you know, I didn't learn about Queen Elizabeth and what she was doing in the war, but there were many equivalents in America with American women working in factories and doing all kinds of jobs that before the war and before the men left, they didn't even think that women were capable of doing the jobs that they took over for the men.
Ran the world for a while.
And I remember learning a lot about the female aspect of what American contribution was, but I agree with Jen. I think it is really remarkable that as a princess, she was out there working on on an engine. I think that's great.
Yeah, for me, it's less about what a woman was doing and more about the fact that royalty or someone in that position would say, you know what? All right, I'm supporting my troops. I'm going to get dirty. Here we go. We're all in this together. That was what was that's the coolest part for me about all that.
Well, I think even further, you've touched on something else. That's pretty outrageous. The women and the contribution of women, whether it be the people, all of the planes that were made in America were flown to Europe by women. Did you know that? Every single one of those planes.
That's amazing. And it's wonderful to have to recognize all the male veterans, but there are so many women who are just unsung heroes.
Yep.
And there are very few decorations for women and their contributions during World War II. Very few.
It kind of points to, in a negative sense, the outrageous prejudice. Mm-hmm. Not only if you know the story of women and what they did during World War II, and the blacks in America who were sidelined because many of the white soldiers didn't want to fight with them. That's kind of like the same thing that's followed through. You didn't want a modern day equivalent is gay soldier. I don't want to fight. I don't want a gay guy in the foxhole next to me. He's liable to molest me. You know, that kind of stupid thinking. And the same, why wouldn't a woman be capable of doing the same sorts of things if you put your mind to it? And that was the whole Rosie the Riveter thing that came about during World War II, and all those women lost their jobs. That's kind of what set the tone for the 1950s and women staying at home as housewives. It wasn't because it was a tradition. It was because there were no jobs for women.
Yeah. It also had a huge impact on culturally when men came back and reassumed all those positions. Women were all of a sudden unemployed after having this financial freedom.
That's the point.
There's a huge increase. That's basically where the divorce rate began. It's culturally it had a huge impact on American history.
the war, that war, to go back to the men and women who are still alive that we celebrate, those people changed literally the face of the world. And the war changed literally the face of the world.
The Top Radio Countdown.
CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your healthy sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry, the offer ends soon.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month's supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hims.com/doctor. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/doctor. That's 4hims.com/doctor for your first month for just $5. 4hims.com/doctor.
All right, so Ted Cruz is in the news today with AOC. An interesting combination. Did you see this? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ted Cruz struck a deal to work together on an anti-lobbying bill to stop the infamous revolving door. How about that? They tweeted.
I am so for this. I hope that they can work together and get something done.
Well, there was a large number of recently retired congressional people who've taken lobbying or policy influencing jobs. We talk about this all the time. And what the Post read in part was, quote, if you're a member of Congress and you leave, you shouldn't be allowed to turn right around and leverage your service for a lobbyist. This is from Ocasio-Cortez. She says, at minimum, there ought to be a long wait period. Short time later, Cruz tweeted, here's something I don't often say on this point. I agree with AOC. I have long called for a lifetime ban on former members of Congress becoming lobbyists. The swamp would hate it. But perhaps a chance for some bipartisan cooperation, he asks.
Well, here's something I never said before. I agree with Ted Cruz.
Yeah, I wouldn't have said that too much either, but I do. I agree with him.
Yeah. I mean, this is the swamp that Trump was supposed to drain. So, like, let's start draining. We haven't seen much of any draining of the swamp. So, if they can work together, I think it's great for the whole country. It's great to have a little bit of bipartisanship because we all kind of need it. And I think it's wonderful. And these are two very high-profile people.
Yeah, the thing I also like is they specifically talk about making a bill with no other clauses snuck in to talk about other stuff. And that's one of the most annoying things in the world to me is that we can't pass this or we can't pass this unless we sneak
they
some
sneak
other random
in.
Things in that are completely unrelated that no one, you know, no normal citizens know about those other things stuck in. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed. This is pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Cruz. You remember my slogan during the election, you want to lose, vote for Cruz.
But I like him. I know he's not the most likable, but I like him.
All right, let's keep moving here. This is Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Mm. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Countdown continues now. The appearance of Michael Harrison here, brought to you by the folks at Talkers Magazine, responsible for doing the research, the things that we talk about here on the program, in part, the list, anyway. And then we get off onto other things as part of what I like to describe as the talk tree. We have the main trunk, and we have branches, and we have leaves. And so in
and
regard
bugs,
to
flowers.
Yeah, all that stuff. So from Trump, we went to Meghan McCain. We went to Meghan, we went to Meghan Markle and then Meghan McCain.
Right.
And we talked about her crying. And so it brought me around to thinking about crying and whether Michael would share with us the last time he cried.
Last time I cried was when I was watching Star Trek Discovery, and they ended it with Captain Pike going on the Enterprise, and I saw the new version of the Enterprise bridge, and that made me cry.
Really?
And the point I'm making is that I surprise myself how I get emotional and tears well up from pop culture, from music, from songs, from things that have nothing to do with reality or...
Ah, but they do, because that's your reality. That is your... thinking that you're, as you said that, I was thinking about watching the Jim Carter PBS presentation promoting the Downton Abbey movie that's out now. And every time, man, I'm welling up now thinking about all of the emotions that are expressed in that show that we all can. That's why that show was so powerful, and that's the point we're making. The emotions that you get, if you're not giving yourself license to express your emotions, you're hurting yourself physically, emotionally, spiritually.
Yeah, well, I'm a sucker. Anyway. I'm a sucker for old Broadway musicals, and I laugh at myself. I mean, why do I get tears in my eyes when I watch...
Does Bernadette laugh at you?
Bernadette, she does. She gives me, she smirks at me and says, "Are you crying?" I go, No.
Why don't you admit to it? You are crying.
But
you could just hear me. Not, I was almost in tears.
It's not crying like, it's more like just this weird, you get this weird, I can't explain it. It's like a physical thing that happens, and it comes from something that is syrupy, something that is silly, something that... It it obviously ties into your history, mm-hmm. you know. Sometimes, you know, I'll get emotional if I watch an old documentary about the Beatles. It's,
yeah.
it's weird.
Me you know, too. No, any of that stuff. And you're right about music. I can listen to some, like that song from Aha, uh-huh. Take on Me.
Right.
Every time that plays. Every time it plays, there's something there. Mel Carter, Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me. You and I were talking about him the other day.
Right.
Yeah, I know you're not a fan, but that's the kind of stuff.
But I'm not a fan. But now I'm a fan because he was at a wedding, and you know, I was telling Doug folks that that was one of my least favorite songs of all time. Hold me, thrill me, never. You know, and I went to a wedding. Like that was the poster song of the kind of music I hated in the '60s. I just hated that song.
Well, we were both jocks then.
Yeah, nothing against. I don't know how much of a jock I was back when that was a hit.
A disc jockey.
I mean, a DJ. You know, when that song was out, I was sort of a listener. But the point I'm making is, I said to the guy sitting next to me at the table, I said, "Oh no, he's singing at this wedding. That's my least favorite song." And then I laughed. Now I'll cry.
All right. So you know what? I'll make you cry. Okay. I'll sing the song, and for several reasons, you'll cry.
Yes, indeed.
All right, we continue with a focus. A couple of things I want to connect the dots with Trump and Cuba and China in a matter of moments as we continue on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, Grandma. Can Nina come over for dinner?
Sure. I've been meaning to ask you, what would happen if someone offered you a drink?
Grandma!
If anyone ever does, I want you to say, no, I have too much respect for my family and I don't want to get in trouble.
I promise, Grandma.
They really do hear you. For tips on what to say, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. That's underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. This message brought to you by SAMHSA and this station.
Have you heard about Newsmax TV? It's America's fastest growing cable news channel in 70 million homes. Every minute, every day, watch Newsmax for breaking news on President Trump. Plus, get insights from Bill O'Reilly, Alan Dershowitz, Pat Buchanan, Mike Reagan, and more. You can find Newsmax TV on DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Optimum, Spectrum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, WOW, and dozens of cable systems. So check your guide now and watch Newsmax TV. Real news for real people.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Rescue teams in Dallas are sorting through the rubble of an apartment building after a crane collapsed on top of it during high winds that reached speeds close to 70 miles per hour. One person was killed, two are in critical condition, and three were hurt seriously. The crane tore a rip through the Elon City complex just east of downtown. Cars in the parking garage were crushed. Many of the apartments were destroyed by a tall crane, as Dallas Fire Rescue Jason Evans explains.
The height itself is pretty significant. We only hope that what we found up to this point is where the damage and where the impact stops.
Kindred Carroll lives in the apartment complex and says apartment staff are calling each resident to check on their safety.
So they gave me a call and asked that I meet here or either communicate on the resident portal.
Authorities say more people may be in the rubble.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here. We are, well, I say here. I'm here in spirit. You can hear my voice. But normally when you hear me on the radio or in podcast, there's a live component to it. But not this week because we're all participating in the Talkers Annual Convention in New York City. So we put together a special version of the countdown for us to use with you this week.
Well, it was the first state dinner for President Trump and the in his family, his delegation, and the royals. It was kind of interesting to watch, and I don't know, as much as I want to not like watching the royals, I'm just so fascinated by all the pomp and circumstance and the tiaras, because they all wear the crowns, and they're really beautiful. So watching the president and his family had a state dinner with the royals, I thought was kind of fun. They sat side by side and seemed to have a lot of respect for each other. The queen stood up and made a toast to President Trump and to their relationship with us, and then Trump stood up and made a really nice, respectful toast, I thought, to the Queen. Talked about how she was such a part of D-Day when her father, she was a young woman, she was out there helping fight for the cause, and that's what they're all there for, by the way, is the commemoration of the 75th anniversary of D-Day. Now, President Trump hosted a breakfast meeting with senior leaders in England and Prime Minister Theresa May, who's on her way out, where he told the Prime Minister, it's been an honor to work with you. I don't know what your timetable is, but stick around. Let's do this deal, meaning a trade deal. So he's trying to pressure Theresa May into staying a little longer.
I'll give you a job. Come on and over to America and I'll give
right.
you a job. By
yesterday.
By the way, did he invite the mayor of London? Was he there?
Oh, no, no. Sadiq Khan, no. They don't kill long at all. Sadiq Khan wrote a scathing op-ed, if you missed it, about basically calling Trump a bigot and a racist. And then Trump responded by calling him a stone-cold loser and saying that he was just like an ineffective Bill de Blasio, except shorter. And so, yeah, a little back and forth. But the state dinner was very nice. There was nothing out of place, or at least nothing that's been reported. Everybody seemed to be great. Kate Middleton looked fantastic. I thought Melania looked really nice. Very, very pretty. And then, yeah, this trade deal that he's trying to work for, again, bringing in everybody one-on-one, these trade deals that he's trying to create with all of the countries, he said a big trade deal is possible once the United Kingdom gets rid of the shackles of the European Union. And he said he's already starting to talk with some of these advisors. He met with a lot of people from the Conservative Party, which is Theresa May's party there. And again, the pressure, he's put a little pressure on Theresa May to stay longer so that they can work on trade. But
sure.
I'm not sure that's going to happen because she's expected to be done after June 8th.
Yeah, right. All right, so what do we think? Is there? There's not much. It is what it is under the circumstances.
And this is not going to make your life any better. Jennifer, are you going to Virginia Beach?
Let's go into this and kind of try to make some sense out of it. Of the way these things happen, and we don't seem to be able to make any sense out of them, but we have the info.
Hard to make sense out of any of this, but there was a man who gunned down 12 people at a Virginia Beach office, and now we know that that man worked there. He resigned the morning of the attack, but there are still a lot of questions about why this city engineer targeted people that he'd worked with for years. Dwayne Craddock is 40 years old, and apparently he fired indiscriminately on a municipal building Friday afternoon. He was fatally wounded in what turned out to be a pretty lengthy shootout with police. Before the attack, he emailed a resignation letter on Friday morning to the Virginia Beach city manager, Dave Hansen. He was not forced to resign. According to the city manager, his performance was satisfactory and he was within good standing in the department. There were no issues of discipline ongoing with him, according to the city manager. His supervisor asked him why he was resigning, and according to a report on CNN, he told his boss he was quitting for personal reasons. But near the end of the work, on Friday, Craddock shot one person in a car and then entered a building where he fired on victims on three floors of the office that he worked in every single day. Now, what's still being investigated, the authorities are still searching for a motive. The people who are trying, who knew him, say that they didn't see any of this coming. Joseph Scott said he worked with the shooter for several years and saw him that day. He said that he was brushing his teeth in the bathroom. I guess he always did it. He was him a good day. The gunman said he said that the gunman was what the person thought was a good person. So it's kind of they're still looking to see what was the catalyst here for him. He was going to quit. Okay, fine. They were going to let him go. Why the need to go in and shoot 12 of his coworkers? And they feel that in some cases, these people were coordinated. They were somebody that he had pre-planned to go after. So still a lot of mystery surrounding this, no doubt. President Trump over the weekend went to services in Virginia Beach and didn't do any remarks or anything public, but went and visited with a few of the families and a pastor at a church there in town to help see what the grieving process was like for this community, because it's huge. 12 victims is...
Mm. And no apparent, as you say, no apparent motive. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms says that this guy bought both the guns, 45s, legally a couple of years ago. So, and he doesn't have any signs. There's nothing in his record. There's nothing anywhere
right.
that would indicate that he was a nutbird. And then he got it was so intense, apparently, the firefight that went on back and forth between the officers who
took forever.
Cornered him. It was like a bad movie. It was, and one wonders if that isn't part of this. If the last week at this time, I was talking about going to see
a movie that I, as Victoria was happy to tell me, and I'm, she was right. Why would I go see something that I knew that I wasn't going to like? And yet I did see it, and I could see where people would be somehow or other affected by all the violence in that John Wick movie and all the violence that there are in so many movies today. And so how do you make sense out of this? Most of these things you can't make any sense out of, but this is even more a head-scratcher.
I think that's the scariest part is, you know, with a lot of these cases, you can, I don't know, they seem to follow the same path of being a young guy who's kind of reclusive, who sits in his room, who doesn't know how to interact with other people. In those situations, okay, maybe, obviously someone wasn't able to stop them before they did it, but maybe someone could have been able to. But in a situation like this, where it just seems like a normal person who, I mean, maybe wasn't the happiest at his job if he resigned, but a lot of people aren't the happiest at their job. It doesn't mean they're going to go shoot people. So it's just, how do you predict something like this? How do you stop it from happening?
That's the question.
There's no sign of it.
No warning signs.
Nothing. And the Virginia governor, who has ordered a special session, Victoria, on gun control, in an overnight development, the governor, Ralph Northam, I guess that's how you pronounce his name, right? N-O-R-T-H-A-M?
Oh, yeah.
Northam? Yep.
He's the one who was in the news a bunch last year, but he's still got his job, so.
That's right, too. I forgot.
The blackface
thing. The Michael Jackson guy?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
All right, so anyway, governor said that he will summon members of the Senate and the House to meet in special session, quote, for the purpose of passing common sense public safety laws. What would be those? The laws, he says, would include universal background checks, a ban on assault weapons, and other restrictions that are yet to be named. Governor said that he's asked lawmakers for tighter gun restrictions in the past, but they've turned down his requests, and guess what? They'll do it again, because that's the way they think in Virginia, in my estimation.
I don't know if it's partially because of the assault ban thing, but I just don't understand. It seems like most gun owners seem to be a fan of universal background checks. I don't understand the pushback against background checks.
Well, the NRA.
Well,
yeah, they're always the ones who, it doesn't even, most NRA members are in favor of very common sense gun laws. So, but it's the NRA leadership and the lobbyists, they're the ones who take over everything. But the actual members
Between the old and the new, that is Wayne LaPierre, who's been around way too long. Mm-hmm. He reminds me of an old line politician, and when he got up against it with Oliver North, North lost, and that's why he's gone.
Okay. I don't know. I think it's frustrating because, you know, people going and shooting people makes everyone look bad. It makes gun owners look bad. It makes gun store owners look bad when, you know, people are asking, well, why did you sell this gun to this person? And if you're selling it to someone legally and then they go out and shoot 12 people, I mean, what does the gun shop owner have to do in that situation? You know, they did everything legally, so obviously, something's got to change to give them a little bit more control so they cannot sell guns to someone if there's, you know, a record of that person having extreme mental health problems or something like that. There's just got to be more for them to be able to do in that situation.
In the case of this shooter, though, he would have passed the background check. And that's what's really scary because he had no record whatsoever. He just snapped. And I guess it's hard to predict that. But I thought going back to, I'm trying to remember how many years ago it was, the Virginia Tech shootings. Remember that crazy guy who bought guns in different counties and then went and shot up the campus? Was it 5 years ago? Mm-hmm. I thought that, maybe more, I don't remember now, but I thought that there was a whole cry in Virginia for changing the gun laws back then because that guy had legally bought all these guns within like 3 days or something. So I guess they never did anything back then. Now they want to try it again.
Well,
if they didn't do anything after Virginia Tech.
I know.
That's what I said a minute ago. With regard to what goes on in Virginia. It doesn't make a difference. They feel like they have to out conservative or out right wing whatever other state is around them. And it's pretty interesting, though, when you see the politics of what these areas that surround Washington. That's one of the problems that the NRA has, is this inflexibility of one or two or three people at the top. whereas the rank and file, I belong to the NRA, and I don't appreciate it. I've never liked Wayne LaPierre. I've interviewed him three or four times way back when. Then I said, I'm not going to talk to this guy anymore. He's a boob. And he is a boob.
He must be making so much money, though.
Of course he is. He gets paid off by the gun manufacturers.
Yeah, he has to be. Because a normal person wouldn't keep that kind of a hard-line stance on something when you see all these mass shootings continually happening if you're not lining your own
pocket. Shut down the discussion to just say, no, we're not going to do it, or no, we're not going to talk about it. What does that get you? And get you a lot.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. True or false, men get breast cancer?
True. There are approximately 2,000 men diagnosed with breast cancer in the United States every year.
Dr. Catherine Ruddy says men with a family history of breast cancer or a BRCA2 gene mutation are at a higher risk for the disease, and she says it tends to occur in older men. However,
men of any age can have breast cancer.
Dr. Ruddy says male breast cancer often occurs near the nipple. Symptoms may include a lump, dimpling or puckering, redness, or a discharge.
So nipple changes, nipple pain should be evaluated. Any change in the breast tissue needs to be assessed by a doctor.
Tests and treatments for men are similar to those used for women, including the use of mammography to investigate changes in tissue.
The most important thing for men to realize is that they can get breast cancer, so they should not ignore any abnormality they detect in the breast tissue.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Good morning, Uglyville!
Every ugly doll is unique.
I'm Moxie.
Bubba.
Wade.
Those close to me call me Slick Doll.
Which is not his name.
And every child is, too.
It can be pretty lovable.
That's why when you travel, you should make sure your child is in the right seat for their age and size.
That sounds pretty great to me.
Keep them safe by visiting nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Isn't that right, gibberish cat?
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
While we're in this department, excuse me, Victoria, before you give us your trender, there's another focus on a similar circumstance. You'll remember that Broward County Sheriff's Deputy, former deputy, Scott Peterson. He's been charged with child neglect, negligence, perjury in connection with the shooting at the school. This is two years ago? This is the Parkland shooting.
Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, right?
Yeah. Was it 2 years ago, 3 years ago? How long ago did that take place? Time flies.
One year ago, Valentine's Day, right?
Was that recently? I thought it was more.
It feels like it was longer, but I believe it was 1 year ago, Valentine's Day.
Anyway, Peterson is facing 11 charges in connection with his lack of response, doing nothing.
Good. He sat outside while children were being massacred.
Yeah.
I wish that they could even throw something stronger at him beyond child neglect.
His bail is set at $102,000. He's in jail now, booked in the Broward County system. In some of the interviews that he's given in the past, his lawyer has said it's a gross oversimplification to characterize his actions, Peterson's actions, as cowardly. Said Peterson believed the gunshots were coming from outside the building. So he still didn't do anything.
So he didn't fire into the air. So where did he investigate those outside shots?
Underneath a rock behind the school. That would be my read. It's 10 before the hour.
The top radio countdown.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Review. This week, a special focus on the issue courtesy of my partners on the daily DJV program, Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Here, Tara Schillen popping in from time to time. Those are the ladies that I spend most of my time with on the radio, and those are the people with whom I discuss the issues, like we're hearing here.
Well, unfortunately, we have to travel to Dominican Republic, and there are two really big stories that popped up over the weekend. The first is about a woman named Tammy Lawrence Daly. She posted on Facebook a horrible experience that she had that almost killed her. While she was at a five-star Caribbean resort, she was with her husband. They're from Wilmington, Delaware, and she and her husband were on the second night of a stay with friends at the Majestic Elegance Punta Cana Resort in Dominican Republic. They were there in January. The reason she's posting about it now is because it's taken her this long to recover from her injuries. So what happened was she and her husband wanted to order some room service, and they learned that it had shut down for the night, so she left her room to get a snack at the lounge of the resort. She told her husband, she said, "I'm going to get a snack. I'll be back in 5 minutes." While she was walking through the corridors outside of the building, because, you know, those Caribbean resorts are a series of outdoor kind of buildings and things like that. So she was walking from one building to the next. It was apparently a very, very close distance. She heard footsteps behind her, and then the next thing she knew, she woke up in basically like a closet kind of utility room, and this guy beat her to within inches of her life. It went on for 8 hours, and so she was beaten so badly her husband didn't recognize her except for her shoes. And so when she basically, the guy only left her because and stopped because he thought she was dead. So and this guy is still out there. This is the worst part, and this is why she posted this lengthy post on Facebook. She said he's still out there, he's a predator, he's waiting for his next victim if he hasn't already claimed another victim since January. He also was wearing a uniform of the resort, so that's that's another thing that she was complaining about, rightfully so, saying that the Majestic Elegance, the resort, essentially, they didn't reimburse her for her stay. They didn't offer to pay for any of her medical bills. This was perpetrated by a hotel employee. They've done nothing. I guess they said that they were going to do an investigation. It's they have no suspect whatsoever. And so she basically is now, I don't know what her legal recourse is, but obviously they're going to try to, she and her husband are going to try to sue the resort. But the resort won't do anything. And local police have not done anything. It's very, obviously it just feels very corrupt.
Majestic Elegance, who's the owner?
I don't know. It may be locally. It may not be part of a bigger company or a bigger chain.
That'll explain it. Big chain wouldn't allow. They wouldn't.
Stuff happens at all these types of resorts, you know, all through Mexico and all those. That I forget what chain it was. I think it was Iberostar. That had the 50,000 gallons of tainted alcohol that people were dying from. And, you know, it's one of those. It's a cautionary tale. This is a 5-star resort on the Dominican Republic, and this is the kind of stuff that happened there. Now, the second story that made headlines over the weekend is also related to the Dominican Republic. A couple from Maryland. The husband was 63, the wife was 49. They were staying in at a resort, the Playa Nueva Romana, and they had been there, I guess, for a while on vacation, and they were both found dead in their hotel room when they didn't check out. They missed their checkout time. The staff went into the hotel room and found them both dead on the floor. An autopsy found that they died of respiratory failure and pulmonary edema, which is caused by excess fluid in the lungs. Now, this is extremely suspicious because why would, you know, a 63-year-old man and a 49-year-old woman, and then they die at the exact same time of the same thing? Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's something else going on. This was also a pretty well-known resort, and so the authorities now are launching, they say they're launching an investigation into this as well.
But certainly those are disturbing facts and disturbing story. No, you just wonder how weird.
Well, it makes you think twice it makes you think twice about where you choose to travel for vacation, because how many times do you hear these stories? And while it seems so appealing to want to explore and to see different places, the problem going to those islands is that there's so much poverty that when it's either poverty or it's kind of wealthy tourists that can afford to go there. And that's what's really hard, is that you almost set yourself up to be a prime target for someone who's really feeling desperate. I was in Antigua not so many years ago, and literally you're either looking at a resort or you're looking at chickens walking around on the road and really poor people.
And
skinny goats
like
along the side of the road. Yeah, like starving goats everywhere. I've been to Antigua. I didn't like that at all. It's so jarring.
Not much of it. Unless you get out for a short-term thing. I don't care much for the Caribbean myself. I've been to most every island there over the years. All right, 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.